your watch's time can be set manually for those two states and for other regions of the world not supported. The day of the week and the day cannot be set manually and will not be reported correctly. Names and positions of buttons. Upper right is S1. Lower right is S2. Upper left and lower left is S4. Primary functions. Your watch has four primary functions, one for each of its four buttons. Hear time. Press S1 to hear the hour and minute. Hear date. Press S2 to hear the day of the week and date. Hear alarm status. Press S3 momentarily to hear these responses. Alarm is off if the alarm is off. The time of the next alarm if the alarm is on. Hear update status. Press S4 momentarily to hear these responses. A country name followed by time updated. If the time, day of the week, and date were updated by the radio signal in the past 24 hours. The country name followed by time not updated if the time, day of the week, and date were not updated in the past 24 hours. Secondary functions. Your watch has seven secondary functions. The first six are accessed with S4. The seventh is accessed with S3. To access the first six, press and hold S4 until set alarm is heard. Then press S4 again and again to cycle through the six functions. Set alarm, alarm on, off, chime on, off, global signal selection, only when you visit these countries. Set time, second hand alignment. Ignore the instruction, press S3 to set. That you will hear after the names of each of the above six functions, until you hear the name of the function that you want. Then press S3 to select the function. Then follow the instructions given by the watch. The watch will exit the secondary functions after 10 seconds of inactivity. Here are the instructions for activating each of the six functions, starting from the first press of S4. Set until you hear chime on off. Press S3 to set, that is, to select this function. Press S1 to turn the chime on, or press S2 to turn the chime off. Press S4 to confirm your choice. Set global signal selection, time zone. This feature enables you to tell the watch which of four U.S. time zones you are in, or which of three other countries you are currently visiting, You may repeat this process as many times as you wish. Picking up the radio signal. The radio signal that controls the time, day of the week, and the date in your watch is broadcast by radio station WWVB in Fort Collins, Colorado, on a frequency of 60 kilo. This station is operated by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is a U.S. government agency and provides the nation's official time. Your watch will attempt to receive the signal at night because the signal is strongest then. Your watch will listen for the signal at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and 6 a.m. until the signal is received successfully. The ability of your watch to receive the signal and to update itself is affected by motion, location, and position. So do the following each night or whenever you use the force update function. Take your watch off since motion can interrupt signal reception. The ideal location for your watch is on a non-metallic windowsill of a window facing Colorado. There, the signal will be strongest. But first, try the location most convenient for you, such as a bedside table or dresser with a non-metallic surface, such as wood. If your watch updates itself there, continue to use that location. But avoid any location near electronic equipment, such as a computer or a monitor, because it may interfere with reception. At the chosen location, position your watch face down. Your watch will not update itself when on its side. If your watch has a metal band, elevate the band above the back of your watch with a non-metallic object, such as a small cardboard box. The metal band can interfere with signal reception. While your watch is on its face, rotate the watch so that the 12 is pointing to Colorado. If you do not know the direction to Colorado, try any position initially. If the watch fails to update itself overnight, try again the next night. Place the watch on its face again at the same location. But this time, rotate the watch one quarter turn, either way, from its position the previous night. In the morning, press S4 momentarily to activate the Hear Update Status function to learn if your watch updated itself. If it did, you will not know the location and position that you have chosen are good ones. Even if so, you may wish to press S4 from time to time thereafter to assure that your watch continues to update itself in the location and position. If not, you may need to try another location. arm back down until it snaps into position. Assure that the gaps in the white plastic surround align exactly with the button position. Otherwise, the buttons will not work. Reinstall the waterproof O-ring seal and assure that it is sealed correctly. Reinstall the back of the watch. Advise the customer to reinitialize the watch as described below, or help the customer do so. Initializing the watch after battery replacement. When the batteries are exhausted or are replaced, the watch loses its memory of the positions of the hands. When new batteries are installed, the hands of the watch do not move. Rather, the watch enters a special setup mode that assumes that all hands are pointing to 12. Follow the steps below to restart the watch. Use S1 to advance the time quickly to approximately 11:59 by doing this. Press and hold S1 until the hands stop moving quickly, about 4 seconds. Once the hands stop moving quickly, you may release S1 and they will continue to move quickly. Advancing 1 hour each 100 seconds. Press S1 again to stop the hands. Repeat the above steps as necessary until the hands reach about 11:59. Then press S1 momentarily to advance the hands slowly, 1 second at a time, until all hands point to 12. And thus represent exactly 12 o'clock. If you pass 12 o'clock accidentally, begin again with the first step. Press and hold S3 for 1 second to confirm the 12 o'clock position. The watch will issue no spoken response, and the hands will remain frozen at 12 o'clock. Any of 3 approaches may be used thereafter. 1 is the simplest, if it works. 2 is the fastest, if it works. And 3 is the most likely to work. 1. Locate the position of the watch to receive the radio signal as described in picking up the radio signal above. Leave the watch there for 24 hours. If the radio signal is received successfully, the hands will move quickly to the correct time for the USA Pacific time zone. If the hands remain frozen, skip directly to approach 2 or 3 below. If this is not your time zone, use the Set Global Signal Selection function to set the correct time zone. The watch is now properly set. 2. If the hands are frozen, press and hold S1 until the hands start moving at normal speed. The watch will say the time is 12 o'clock a.m. Use the Set Global Signal Selection function to set the time zone. Prepare to locate and position your watch as described in picking up the radio signal above. Use the Force Update function to function to set the time manually. Locate and position your watch overnight as described in picking up the radio signal above. This approach 3 may work, even if 1 and 2 failed, because 3 assures that the watch automatic updates at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and 6 a.m. will actually occur at night when the radio signal is strongest. Verify that the update has been successful with the Hear Update Status function. If not successful, wait an additional night or two. Manufacturer's Limited Warranty. Ryzen guarantees its radio-controlled talking watch to be free of any manufacturer's defects for a period of 1 year from the date of purchase. We will fix or replace, at our discretion, your defective radio-controlled talking watch at no charge to you. Customer abuse, neglect, or any attempt to open and repair the watch voids this warranty. For warranty service, please return the watch to the address below. Postage paid.